Since Baba has spoken about vritti, vibrations and atmosphere, in the atmosphere these three worlds are already in thoughts, in vibrations, in feelings, in conversation, again and again these words are coming. Baba said, make vritti positive. Vritti of yourself, as well as make, if there is a negativity in the vritti of others, make their vritti positive as well. So what is vritti? What is the definition of vritti? Generally, it is translated attitude. But attitude is the result. There is another aspect in it. Vritti word has emerged from vrit. Vrit means a cycle. So when there are thoughts created in the mind, and thoughts are moving in circle in the same direction again and again, and the thoughts are focused on a particular situation or person, so that focusing the energy of thoughts creates an attitude, an impact. It leaves an effect on your subconscious mind. So it is called chit vritti. It's not so conscious, but it leaves the imprints and it comes again and again in the form of feelings or in the form of memory, which expresses in behavior. And so vritti is the result of the constant thoughts being created, spinning in our mind. It can be negative, it can be positive, because thoughts are natural nature of the mind. Thoughts will be created. But Baba says, when thoughts are created, it becomes a level of thoughts. It's like a pool of thoughts. And then thoughts generate energy of vibrations. Vibrations create atmosphere. So what is vritti? It is the attitude which is created with constant mind being pulled to one particular thought, person or situation, and its reaction, and that's why we behave in this way. So it is called instinct, it is called attitude, it is called pattern, behavior. So now, but then Baba said, make it positive. Understand the benefit of positive. Because negative causes a lot of damage. With positive, we become benevolent. With a negative attitude, with negative vritti, we cause not only harm to ourselves, but we cause harm to others also. And there are many loss, you can say that there are many damages that are caused when the vritti is negative. Very obvious that it creates a blockage, an obstacle. And when the flow is blocked, the message cannot reach. The speed is slow. So Baba said, it takes time. You want to glorify Baba, but it takes time. And when it is taking time, it creates irritation. This negative is waste. Baba used the word that it's rubbish. It does not allow to have yoga with Baba. And when it is not allowing yoga with Baba, then the soul is becoming weak. And so, in negative attitude, we are not receptive. We react very quickly. Our attitude is to prove the self that I am right, or whatever I'm saying is my experience. So it is experience which has created an attitude, which has created a vritti. But what is our aim? Our aim, our object, is to become complete, perfect, like Baba. And so we want to purify all this rubbish or negativity or influence or impact or deep feelings which create our vritti, which create our attitude. And so Baba has said that Baba is very happy to see the aim of the children, the courage of the children. But what is needed is, as is the aim, so needs to be attribute. And so it's only one thing, and Baba wants that children want to make it fast to glorify Baba. But only one thing is stopping, and that is negative vritti. And so, in order to make it positive, we need to have the understanding, because attitude is created not only alone in thoughts. Attitude is created how I understood or I saw the situation. How did I accept whatever was happening? How I translated it? So my smriti, my vritti is based on my smriti. That is my understanding. So mind also has to have the connection with the intellect. So when intellect is divine, intellect is clear, it has yoga with Baba, then this blockage, that possessiveness of that idea or impact that was there can be broken. Because the thought, it's not that you need to control forcefully. Anything you control forcefully and you stop, it would not. After some time it will come up again. It is just like holding a ball. And you are holding it, you keep holding and it is there, and as soon as your attention is goes somewhere else, the ball will jump out, spring up again. It is with transformation, there is realization, purification is needed, and for that, the intellect has to remember, what do I really want, what is my aim? And what are my attributes? Because the intellect remembers or means the understands, because the memory is also based on understanding. So mind can become pure when the intellect is becoming divine. And so I need to have yoga with Baba. And along with having yoga with Baba, the smriti of my real self, the smriti of what my aim and object is, this awareness. Then is able to break the attachment. Because this vritti, negative vritti in other word, is the attachment to a particular situation. Something has happened, and it might be right, as some say, yes, Baba said, that children say, Baba, but it is right. Yeah, it might be right. It's negative. But it was right because it happened. It was a real experience. But Baba said, okay, it was wrong. It should not happen. But who gave you permission to keep the impact right? Wrong. So you should have the knowledge of the situation, but not the feeling of the situation. You should have the understanding, so be knowledgeable. And with knowledge, not becoming a judge that this one is like that. By becoming a judge, then I am not able to, my vritti is then always making mistake, pointing out at others. And so my concentration is not reforming myself, but the mistake that others have made, my mind is attached to that again and again. So this vritti becomes like attachment, and it is pulled, the mind is pulled again and again. Thoughts are pulled again, feelings are becoming emotional, and it becomes a cycle of these thoughts, becomes a whirlpool. A storm, and then the boat of happiness, the feeling of harmony in the relationship, that ship is sinked. And so in the positive vritti, with smriti, you make it positive, and then you understand, okay, I am not judge, Baba is judge, I don't have to make a judgment. That I have to understand that whatever this person did, is that person is acting according to that situation or sanskaras or some effect. So understanding is there, but I don't have to give judgment. I have to remember what am I? Who am I? World benefactor. I am master knowledgeful. I am master loveful. I am the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of love, the ocean of forgiveness. In that silence then, what is happening? The feelings are changing with understanding. So now the intellect, the knowledge means other words, is transforming the feelings. Vibrations are changed. Because it's vibrations, when it's deep, then when there's enthusiasm, you speak out also. When there is pain and suffering, you also speak out. And that creates the atmosphere. So then these feelings, words and action, three together becomes atmosphere. And when it's spoken out, it is spreading in the atmosphere. And then when I am having this positive feeling inside, by smriti, I accumulated the smriti of my original self. I collected the power of belonging to Baba, that positive again. That positive breaks the attachment, and the doubts that I was having in others are finished. This is what is the essence of being the world benefactor, the knowledgeful. So with the mind, then one has to also have the feeling of the relationship of the intellect, and it means that when there is a harmony between the mind, intellect and practical action. What is practical action? Is Baba says becoming loveful, merciful. The ocean of forgiveness. So in practical form, forgiving, I cannot forgive others without asking forgiveness. Deep realization within myself and understanding where I have gone wrong. So this realization and relationship with Baba internally creates the purification inside. That is changing the attitude. For the vritti or vibrations of negative of others is not only, it's never ever it is one-sided. It's two-sided things. And so then this realization again that it's, Baba said, is negative, is past, is kichra, put it full stop. Three words he used, become, put a bindu, means make the past, and become sindhu of kshama. Kshama means forgiveness. And become sindhu, the ocean of love, saneha kshama ka sagar. Merciful. So I have to have mercy on myself, because when my negative attitude is for others, the loss is that I cannot feel relaxed. I cannot feel comfortable. and then there will be the, and then when there's not comfortable feeling, the past is coming back again and again. And the past is ghost. Baba said it's rubbish. It makes us heavy. It's impurity. It's past is jungle. And when I am remembering the past jungle, it is all the thorns that had created the negative feeling, the thorns. It's time is past, gone by. So my feet are the present, my heart and head is in the past. And so all the thorns I'm collecting and I'm keeping in my heart, it is like my heart is a pincushion. Keeping this thing happened, that thing happened, that thing happened, that thing happened. We keep collecting all these thorn cushion, thorns, and we put nicely in the soft heart. And certainly they cause pain. And so this is why without putting a full stop, then putting a full stop is only when I have realized in practical form what I have learned from that situation. What were the benefit from that? So in order to cleanse, cleaning is that I need to bring the very forceful wave of knowledge of bringing like a clear mirror of the benefits. So counting this situation, what brought, the realization has brought to me. What transformation I have brought in myself. What clear understanding I have about this. So if I have not learnt, I will go back past again in the past. So in order to first have mercy on myself, that I want my heart very clean, pure. Because I want stability. The last three words before finishing the Murali, Baba said, now okay, become unshakable, ekagar, means concentrated, and powerful. These three are the methods to purify the negative attitude into positive. Unshakable. So it's the vritti is again and again fluctuating. And there are different reasons that it fluctuates. There is some personal motive, there is some desires, there is some kind of influence, there is some kind of influence of any vice is there. It's kind of impurity is there. It can be selfish motive. It can be deep desire. It can be influence. All this is impurity. And so I need stability. With the power of stability and with the power of concentration on one, because instead of concentrating, this thought that was pulled again and again was concentrated on the negative side, and it became negative attitude, negative vritti, and then concentration on one. Following the directions of only one. So then there's a desire to belong to one. Not only just, Baba said, there's deep lagan. There's a deep, deep love and desire to be like Baba. But what Baba wants you to be? Magan. Lagan and magan. Lagan is this desire. But magan is means to be in active, in practical form. And practical benefit can be when I realize what I have achieved from that. what I have learned from that. So knowledge is needed to make negative into positive. So when mind is trained by the divine intellect, so it gives the direction, it gives concentration, it automatically can be focused where Baba wants us to focus it. And then it is becoming powerful. So sometimes it's because of this fickleness of the mind, then many times we make excuses. Somebody yesterday, while having sweet conversation, said, but then we see that there are many who are responsible. They have not this qualification and these virtues, and we are young, so we are dependent on them. So certainly that negative then has effect on us. How to make this positive? Now, knowledge says, okay, some have position, some have post, some have authority, some have all the powers, but then they have given you freedom. Stage is yours. Doesn't matter if you are young in jnana or you are dependent. Others are old in knowledge. They have position or past, post and power. But then they have given the freedom to you that in the stage you can go ahead. In Baba's heart is not a question of position or time. In Baba's heart there is not a question of who has big post. Baba has not fixed the number. The rosary is not fixed. But if I keep having this attitude, yeah, even the seniors, even those who are longer in jnana, those who are in big position, they are like this, so how can I become that? So this is attitude, vritti is that I am still becoming judge of others, not the fortune maker, law maker of myself. In inculcation, in Purusharth, each individual is independent. I can make effort, each one can make effort and go ahead. It's a race, no? Sometime the attitude becomes that of sorrow, of situations, that yes, this one, I am telling you the truth, this one behaved with me so badly, defamed me so much, created negative feelings about me in front of everyone, and now I don't have that self-respect because I have been defamed in front of everyone. I made a mistake, okay? If I had made a mistake, then should have been told me personally. If I was told personally with love, then I would have realized. But when you have spread in the atmosphere, now I don't have power. And so this is why my negative attitude is for you negative and I cannot let it go. Now how to make this positive? So it has created impurity, it has created in the atmosphere. Now how to make this situation positive? So how I see, if something has happened, the thief was there, might be selfish motive, might be ego, might be desires, might be misunderstanding, whatever. There was a reason, otherwise it could not happen. There was something, some rubbish there. Small or big thief had come. That had stolen the confidence, that had stolen the trust, that has broken the thing. There was some thief came in. And if that thief had come in, and it was wrong, okay, if it is told, it was good, it is right, that would have been told with love, would have been told with trust, would have been told and shared. That is the right method. But if it is not done and it has become a negative atmosphere, how to purify it? how to keep the heart clean now. So now, positive attitude is, make negative into, it is negative. How to make positive? How to clean it? How to purify it? To understand that this defamation is not of you. Defamation has been because of the weakness, the vice, the negative that came. And that negative thief is put in the jail. And if it was only incognito, the thief might come again. And if the thief has come and it is put in the newspaper with big photograph, with big announcement, beneath the thief has lost the power. That robber that had come, that sanskaras, that deep was hidden, has no more power. Because then it has also got time of understanding that here, now this sanskara, if it comes, becomes visible to all. Before that it might come secretly, incognito, but then now it cannot work in incognito. So it is like a making negative positive with knowledge. So this is what Baba says, do not become judge. Don't hold dharan. Dharan means keep. Do not keep the negative of this situation was right. And you said it was right negative, but don't become judge. Don't hold it. Change negative into positive. So there are many situations where, why I want to be positive? Because I want to bring benefit to myself. First, I have to become merciful for myself. Without having mercy on myself, I cannot forgive others. If I only say, I forgive you, then ego will come. It's, I want to keep myself safe, free. So it means the changing attitude. Benefit for myself will automatically bring benefit for others, and then I can change. Then I begin to see what I have learned. Even the negative will create respect for that person, because that became instrument to make me realize where I went wrong. So it means that I'm able to give, then I am able to keep the balance of self-respect and respect of others. So then the doubt is finished. So it is smriti, not only vritti, not only the attitude, not only the feeling, not only the impact or effect on the subconscious mind, but it is directed by the powerful smriti, remembrance, awareness, having yoga with Baba and bringing all the perfect qualities of ourselves. With that vision, what I have learned, I would be able to see then those qualities in others. Then feelings are pure. And when the feelings are pure, automatically then you are not thinking about them. There is no attachment. It's when it is impure feeling, then this attachment. Attachment is not in the sense that you are attached to that person, but you are, anything happens of that kind, that person will come in your mind. Anything is happening with others, you remember the problem. Anything that happened in the past, you see it is happening again in the present. The fear is there. Even if you think that I'm cautious or I am little bit careful, still that little bit, that holding is there. So do not hold, please. That's what Baba said. Do not keep the negative dharana, because that makes the heart not so clean. It cannot become mirror, and so I cannot have that vision. So then with this becoming, when I am becoming the Smriti Swarup, so when Vritti is pure, Smriti is powerful. So powerful Smriti, Smriti means the intellect that is connected with Baba, and I recall back of what I was before. A soul, a divine being, an angel, a deity, a Brahmin. Belonging to Baba, belonging to this family. Then attachment is broken and all the doubts are destroyed. Doubt whether it will happen again or not, this doubt will finish. Fear will finish. And so naturally then this fear and doubt is finished, behavior is changed, and through behavior atmosphere is changed. Atmosphere becomes powerful, again that of harmony and happiness. And so powerful of not allowing anything to have the effect on the feelings. So concentration, unshakable, concentration and powerful. These three things are, then it means that the sanskaras, in action it is means sanskaras are becoming divine. So there is harmony between the mind, the intellect, and personality. Mind, intellect and personality, when three are in harmony, then there's purification of vritti. Then drishti is also divine. What I'm seeing with an elevated vision. What I'm speaking of enthusiasm. So then this vritti, drishti, smriti, words, action, all are in harmony. So atmosphere is created then when it means becoming the embodiment. And this is what Baba says, that is embodiment is called the image. So our non-living images, and that stage is in that there's no expectations. That is what is. The image does not have, the murti does not have any expectations. It is beyond. But it is the, and these deities are worshipped when they do not have even the consciousness that we are giving. We are deities. But this was the stage at the present time when we are living deities in the golden age. There are no temples. When we are living deities, there is no worship. When we are completely forgotten, then these statues are worshipped. So it is reward of the present time that when we reach that level. So this is why Baba says that your non-living statues of the present time are fulfilling the desires of others, and the temple creates the atmosphere. In a temple, it's a statue. It's unshakable. It has given, it is creating, so that statue has a, others have the feeling of that statue, but the statue does not have the feeling that I am a statue. So there are also in the means, but it means that it is the statue, wherever the statue is there, the temple is there, it's very, the place, the atmosphere becomes beautiful because of the image. And so here when I am becoming the embodiment, then the atmosphere is pure and clean. So this is why three have to be in harmony, the mind, the intellect and personality. So purification is by concentration on the purifier, connecting again yoga with the one who is the purifier. Baba is making us also purifier. He is purifier, but he makes us like himself. He is the ocean of love. So what Baba said, just like Baba, Brahma Baba in the corporeal form, he saw, he knew the sanskaras, he saw how the children are acting. Every day, it's not only that even in the corporeal form, we hear from the Muralis every day as well. Baba never becomes impatient, never loses hope. Again and again, no matter how many times we have made a mistake, Baba forgives. No matter how many times we have ignored what he has said and we have not done, and yet he says again and again, sweet children, sweet children, sweet children. Such sweetness, and Baba also said that he doesn't say that some are very sweet and some are bitter and other are sweet, but he says sweet children for everyone, lovely children for everyone. And so this is what it is then. It means that bringing those virtues that Baba has in us, and for that we need to have this practice. So this is why Baba says, when you, it's not actually the world only glorified, the world is pratakshta. In Hindi word, it is pratakshta. Pratakshta means visible. The qualities that are invisible in you make it visible. And that visible quality means that is, means all the qualities that are latent in us. In a seed, no? Now it's the time, it is time now to use them. And then when we are using, then they are becoming obvious. When we know that they are, as much we use, that much it becomes, then it is again, by using again and again, it becomes pure vritti. Attitude becomes again of that concentration, instead of the focusing on the negative side, it becomes concentration on positive side. Instead of the mind becoming fickle with the vices or weaknesses, then it becomes powerful with the virtues. So it is just transformation. And this is what it is then, again and again, remembering, who am I, what am I, and then using to bring that on the surface. And now is the time. So then words are not needed. This is why Baba said, when it is practical, experience is there, then words are not needed. Because with words, no matter how much we try to convince and prove, its misunderstanding. It can cause more unnecessary thoughts in others. But in silence, when the practice is done, then automatically others are speaking, you are not speaking. That creates the atmosphere. Just like about negative, others are speaking and that is created atmosphere. In the same way, when virtues are there, it's not that the person self is making it obvious, others are making obvious. And that is what is called glorification. So through purification is glorification, but purification comes through steady stage, unshakable, through concentration and through powerful stage. And the power of purity is the power of love, is the power of happiness. Because when there is concentration, then one begins to feel, because mind is concentrated on Baba, then automatically there is the feeling, there is happiness. The bliss is experienced. Mind is wandering here and there. We cannot experience bliss. When concentration is there, automatically all the desires that what Baba is giving, the desires are fulfilled. One does not want from anywhere else. No? It's one world, but it has so many different aspects. It means following the, when my mind is focused on one, you are obedient of one, following the dictates of one. Means whatever Baba is saying, I am obedient. With love, I accept, I respect. And that what I accept from Baba with love, and I act with love, that becomes the power. And so then my vision for the self is respectful, because there's this contentment. And so this contentment brings concentration. So again, knowledge is needed. Without being knowledgeful, I cannot be positive. Sava says, become the ocean of knowledge. Understand the negative is there, but don't inculcate. And I can finish it only, make myself free, completely finish only when this the knowledge has become power. And power comes through connecting myself with Baba. And also the aim, what we are keeping, to become like Baba. So then it is the feeling for myself and feeling for others is clean. Heart is happy. Conscious and subconscious, both are one. That I want, there's no question of I want. I am. And there's the power, there's willpower to remain as it is. So it's powerful, shaktishali is having the willpower. So desire changes into willpower. Okay, few minutes are there if you would like to ask anything. or yes. If you can stand and speak louder, please. Okay.
I'm wondering if it's possible to have ordinary thoughts and feel easy, but have negative vibrations. I don't know if that's possible.
Ordinary thoughts, right?
Ordinary thoughts, thinking ordinary things, the bird flying by, the traffic on the street, and then to just feel easy about it, but to somehow have a negative vibration.
Yeah, actually easy in a sense that when there's the churning of knowledge, then even whatever we are seeing outside, it's you are able to transform it, no?
Okay.
It's not influenced or attracted. The thoughts are there because when my mind is not engaged and not with the consciousness that I want to get something, I want to change this laukik into alaukik, then the thoughts become ordinary.
Okay.
But otherwise, ordinary thought is also a method to make it extraordinary.
Okay.
Yeah, I just give you my experience. Baba was in Delhi, Sakar Baba, Brahma Baba was in Delhi. He was visiting Delhi. And one brother was driving. He asked him, Baba, I would like to show you Delhi around. And Baba says, Baba doesn't want to go to see the faces of monkeys. And he said, Baba, I don't take you to the crowded place. No, I take towards the university area, or this area where it's very clean. And in future, if you want to have a center there, so then when we write, so you have what we are talking about. So, okay, Baba sat in the front seat with the driver. And myself and Didiji sat at the back seat. And so on the way, this brother was telling Baba, Baba, this is Ashoka Marg, this is Subhash Marg. He was telling the roads. This road goes to the railway station, this goes to the Palam airport, this is when we pass that area. And so I did not say, but my thoughts, I said, Brother Rajkumar, his name was Rajkumar, he was driving. In my mind, I said, Brother Rajkumar, you should take the benefit from Baba's presence, no? Ask some question, have some chit-chat, have the spiritual conversation, so then we take the benefit of Baba's presence with us. But I could not say anything because he was talking to Baba. Okay, next day Baba spoke. A very beautiful, in my mind I thought, oh Rajkumar, you are wasting your time. You should make best use of time. Next day, Baba spoke a very beautiful murli about the paths we are coming. We are coming from the path of ignorance and we are going to the path of knowledge. We had been following the path of sorrow, now we are following the path of happiness. It was very beautiful murli. I still remember the context of the murli. Next day, he continued that theme and he mentioned the names of the place. He says that we were going from the path of sorrow, it was Shoka Marg, and now we are going to Ashoka Marg. And we are at the confluence age and it is Subhash Marg. It is the path of good wishes and good feelings, and then we are able to give this. And then I thought, that was click here. It touched me that Rajkumar was not wasting his time. I was wasting my time. Baba made everything ordinary. What he saw, he made it extraordinary. And he made it everything laukik into alaukik. And that was the learning point for me. And that situation, which I realized that I was wasting my time, became a blessing for me. From that time, wherever I go, whatever I see, I learned from my mistake, no? I realized that means He was not wasting time. I was wasting my time when I realized this. I really learned. And now whatever I see, my power, it became a blessing. Anything I see, I churn. Any little thing, wherever I go, it automatically become alaukik. And this is why you see, I always use these examples. No? So it's not ordinary, it becomes extraordinary, it becomes alaukik. And so, right. Deep, pure feelings, what Baba is speaking about, in order to clean the vritti, is shubh bhavana and shubh kamana. Pure feeling and good wishes. Without creating the feeling good, if I have bad feelings still, then my shubh bhavana does not work. It is cleaning only superficially. It's not cleaning. It does not clean the atmosphere. It does not clean my feeling. Then I can have good wishes in order to just stop the conflict. And so I would say, yes, I have good wishes for you. But in fact, it is only so that I don't want to communicate anymore. And you are at your place and I have just good wishes for you. These are superficial good wishes. So the attitude, the vritti is still blocked. It is still in whirlpool. The rubbish is still somewhere stuck there. And so the flow cannot be good. So shubh bhavana, shubh feeling. So let me change my feeling. Then because negative became a method to make me realize. Test became a method to use the things which I have not used. Problems became a benefit, a gift. Because the subconscious mind, the energy which I did not realize that I can take help from Baba, I can take help from others, it became active, the power became active now. So in this way, it is when I learn, when I see what I am taking, learning from that, feelings change. So feeling has to be changed. So pure feeling then creates good wish for others. So we have three types of good wishes. Otherwise, if it is not pure, then we can say, yes, oh, I have good wishes for you. But still, I have inner sadness, some kind of pain is still in my heart, and I say, I have good wishes for you. So it means I do not want to create more complication, and so I'm keeping a blockage. But then I'm using the word good wishes. The second type of good wishes are that we see the specialities of others and when we appreciate and we see that these many, many good people, many worldly people, our contact souls, those who are, and we have good wishes for them, that their speciality is so good, they should be used for Baba. So there is love and respect for them and good wishes for them, and our wish is that they should become fortunate. It's not any selfish motive. It's selflessness, and in that way we have shubh bhavana, good wishes and good feeling. Feelings is good because we see the virtues, we see the speciality. The first type of feeling is some karmic account was there and we want to have good wishes. Here it is good account, good feeling, and then you are creating good wishes for others. And the third is the real feeling of love. That is called pure feeling. Where you see the speciality and respect for that speciality. without having any fear that it can take away anything from you. It's given by Baba to them, and these souls are respect-worthy souls of Kalpa ago. Their images are there, and now they are again becoming. So, because those who learnt last Kalpa became deities, they became deities, they are becoming deities again, and in between this period is like this. So you help them. This is what Baba says. Do not help them to make the mistakes or the weakness, but help them to bring good qualities in them. And that is good wishes. So it means helping them. So negative is there, but remembering their past perfect form, and they are seeing their future, believing that these Brahmins are the deities, no? Because these Brahmins would be deities. So I'm not seeing now the winter season, but I'm seeing the summer. Seeing the winter where there are no trees, no fruits, no leaves, but keeping the picture of the summer where the fruit, the tree is full of fruits. So then it is like good wishes, good feelings are there. And the same tree in winter does not have any leaves and any fruit. But in summer, in the season, it's full. So this is then realization, then the Brahmin are deities. Then this loveful feeling comes. So this is why we become the ocean of love, ocean of mercy for the self. And then forgiveness comes. Because it is we give, automatically we receive. Forgiveness is freedom for the self. Without creating good feeling, I cannot give forgiveness. And it's mercy for myself, because otherwise I am in a whirlpool, and I am lost, and I am pareshan. Because I do not have that self-respect of good qualities. I do not respect the qualities of others. So it's the quality, it's the cleansing power of self-respect, but first respect for others. Otherwise self-respect does not work. Otherwise wrong. I'm using the hoover wrong way right side. Without accepting and respect the specialities of others, self-respect never works. And that is only when I am in soul consciousness. Then, so in soul consciousness, certainly the feelings are good, because the soul is the embodiment of all these qualities. So comes back to again the first lesson. So then feelings change into enthusiasm, experience. When it is experiencing that quality, that creates the atmosphere. The feeling becomes deep experience, that experience becomes expression, that expression becomes atmosphere. This is why it's connected. Vritti, vibrations, and atmosphere. So when it's a level is increased, it doesn't create vibrations unless level is high. Just like you cannot swim in a shallow water. You need a level. And this is also creating again and again. When the level is high, then the vibrations are spread. So as is the aim and object, so are the attributes. And as the love is there, so as we are lost in that, then automatically that we become the embodiment. Any other question? Yeah.
You gave the deep meaning of vritti. I just wondered if there's some similar definition to do with the root of the word smriti.
Smriti.
Yeah.
It is the whatever is in the Smriti. Smriti is, as I said, the memory, the eternal memories imprinted in ourselves. That is called Smriti, the experience, in other words. Smriti is the result of the experience. That is called Smriti. Whatever I have experienced, that I remember again and again. So power of experience, you can call it Smriti. Anything else? Okay, so now let us have this unshakable stage, concentration and powerful, with pure feeling, with good wishes for the self and for others.